Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, March 19th, One Take Wednesday. We're in 2 Chronicles 30, verses 6 through 9 today for our Old Testament reading. We're really jumping around a lot. We're in some of the prophets, and then we're over in 2 Kings. Now we're in 2 Chronicles. Chronicles oftentimes is seen as a repeat of Kings, but really in the original Bible formation, Chronicles was the last book of the Old Testament, and it wasn't two books. It wasn't first and second. It was one complete book, and it starts with the word Adam, and it ends when the people are coming back from exile. And so it's hundreds of years after they come back from exile when it is written, we think. And it highlights different kings, the obedient kings, the disobedient kings, and there are character studies about all these different kings and what we can learn from the family history. And it ends with Cyrus, king of Persia, telling the people that they can go back to Jerusalem. And in today's passage, we're reading about Hezekiah, who is the king, and where Hezekiah says to the people, return to the Lord, and he highlights the mercy and the compassion of God. I'm going to be reading in the ESV, 2 Chronicles 30, verses 6 through 9. So couriers went throughout all Israel and Judah with letters from the king and his princes, as the king had commanded, saying, O people of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may turn again to the remnant of you who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. Do not be like your fathers and your brothers, who were faithless to the Lord God of their fathers, so that he made them a desolation, as you see. Do not now be stiff-necked as your fathers were, but yield yourselves to the Lord and come to his sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever, and serve the Lord your God, that his fierce anger may turn away from you. For if you return to the Lord, your brothers and sisters will find compassion with their captors and return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, and will not turn away his face from you if you return to him. Before we move on, I just want to point out that characteristic of God. He is gracious and merciful. He will not turn away his face from us if we return to him. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful message today. Just a reminder that you are always there in your love and your grace, ready to accept us. Okay, moving over to Matthew's Gospel, chapter 23, we're going to be reading verses 25 through 39. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cleanse the outside of the cup and the plate, but inside they are full of greed and self-indulgence. You blind Pharisee, first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness. So you also outwardly appear righteous to others, but within you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the monuments of the righteous, saying, if we had lived in the days of our fathers, we would not have taken part with the shedding of blood of the prophets. Thus you witness against yourselves that you are sons of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your fathers. You serpents, you brood of vipers, how are you to escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore, I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from town to town. so that on you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of the righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, the son of Berechiah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I say to you, all these things will come upon this generation. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This passage somewhat connects with the passage in 2 Chronicles, because in 2 Chronicles we're called to repentance, to see God's gracious nature and his mercy and to repent. And here Jesus is lamenting over Jerusalem that they would not see the grace and the mercy of the Lord in Jesus. They couldn't see it. Our proverb today is Proverbs chapter 19, and we'll be reading verse 11. Good sense makes one slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook an offense. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I've been thinking about what it looks like to overlook an offense. I know very well what it looks like to stew on an offense and to think about the offenses of others. But what does it look like to overlook one? To fix my eyes on something other than what is offensive, and to ask the Lord to help me to see him in the eyes of another. And so as we pray today, I want to pray in that regard. And then I want to pray over you the blessing that Dr. William Hull prayed over the people of Mountain Brook Baptist after he would preach sermons here years ago. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. First, we are reminded of your character, that you are gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. Forgive us, Lord, when we try to make everything on the outside look like a whitewashed tomb, but inside our hearts are wicked. Change our hearts, Lord. We pray today. We ask you in faith. This is a true prayer of repentance. Forgive us, Lord. We want to be more like you. Father, as the Proverbs remind us today, good sense makes one slow to anger. And so in these moments when we become angry, help us to remember that you call us to be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And help us, Lord, to be a people who overlook the offenses of others and aren't easily offended. And now, Lord Christ, would you go before these people to prepare a way of service. Christ, go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ, go beside you as leader and guide. Christ, go within you as comfort and stay. Christ, go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ, go above you to reign as Lord supreme. Amen.